Hey everyone, this is Dr. Tripp Stewart from Greenbrier Emergency Animal Hospital with another podcast. Again, I hope these are helpful and you learn something. Today I want to talk about rat poison. Rat poison is one of the most common toxicities we see in the vet office, any vet office for that matter, but the emergency room seems to see a lot of these. There are three main types of rat poison, and I kind of want to touch on two of them briefly, but really focus on the one we see all the time. The main rat poison we see more common than others is the anticoagulant rat poison. These rat poisons are what's in Decon, what's in your mouse bait, what's in your most common Lowe's or hardware store rat poison. The little green pellets most commonly have these. And they're anticoagulants. They prevent the animal's blood from clotting by reducing levels of vitamin K1 in the bloodstream. K1 is used in several of the clotting factors in your pet, and so when you don't have any K1, your pet becomes really a leaky ship. We're all kind of leaky ships anyway, and our blood clots to fill these micro holes. And that is natural in everybody. Without the clotting factors, though, you start seeing bleeding from your mucous membranes, like your gums, where your teeth connect. You can have it from your eyes. You can have it from your nose. Body cavities, where your general tiny little bruises with your guts are going to bleed. Into your GI system, chest, lungs, bladders, everywhere. The body is just constantly plugging these small holes with pressure differences and things like that. And so when you lose that ability, you bleed all over. What you'll see in some of these animals is very pale gums, besides the bleeding, pale gums, increased respiratory effort if you got a dog that's bleeding into his chest, increased abdominal size if the dog's bleeding into his belly, bloody diarrhea, bloody urine, bloody stool. These are all major, major emergencies at this point. What we can do is we can run a simple blood test in-house that will test the clotting times of your dog. If your veterinarian doesn't have that test in-house, which many vets don't have, they'll most likely send that to a local lab or to the local human hospital. Rat poison is one of those poisons that the prognosis gets worse and worse as the days or hours go on. The best prognosis for rat poison is the person who sees their dog eat the rat poison. And this happens more often than you think, where you put the dog in the garage, you forgot you had rat poison, you come back an hour later and there's a box on the floor and there's a bunch of poison missing. And if this is the case, you bring your dog right to your vet. Very often people think that making the dog vomit is the best route. This is only the best route if you can't get to a vet. The things that you have at home, Ipecac, peroxide, things like that to make your dogs vomit are not ideal. And I repeat, those are not the ideal way to make your dog vomit. We've got drugs that inject into the dog and make them vomit immediately with less chance of aspiration, less gastric upset, and you can quicker treat afterwards, because the next stage of treatment is going to be activated charcoal, which is a nasty black substance you put into the dog, and it really neutralizes whatever toxins left in the intestinal tract. Often we have to repeat this because not all of it goes all the way down, and there's a repeat circulation where some poisons can actually be re-injected back into the intestinal tract, and we have to give another dose of charcoal. But if you gave peroxide or Ipecac or something, the dog may not be able to tolerate the charcoal as well, and that would be a problem. After this, the next thing we do is give vitamin K1 supplements. Usually it's in pill form. It's ideal to have it in pill form if your dog can tolerate it. There is an injectable form, but we like to give it in pills. This is for a dog that we've caught fairly early on. If your dog is later in the process and really having blood clotting disorders and bleeding from here and there, the only real treatment is going to be full blood transfusions. These can be serious. I mean, this is a very costly procedure and quite risky for a number of reasons, but is really the only treatment of choice. And so you've got to really... I have to emphasize that catching rat poison early is much, much better than leaving it. If you know your dog may even have gotten to the rat poison, you treat it. Even just a question of rat poison, you go ahead and treat it, because the treatment really isn't that expensive or that involved until it's too late. And that's the real take-home message from that point of view. The other types of rat poison is cholecalciferol. This is another type of poison that works totally differently than the anticoagulants. This one increases calcium throughout the body, which has major problems. It can cause organ dysfunction, specifically kidney failure. It can cause multi-organ shutdowns. It's really nasty stuff. And the only way to treat this is super aggressive treatment. It's a much more serious problem. 1 to 2 days after you eat this poison, you get a sick animal. And you're going to see a lot of vomiting, probably increased urination, increased drinking, depression. The dog's going to have not want to eat, which we call anorexia. Death even can be one of the symptoms, and just so you know. And this poison is purely early treatment. I mean, early treatment is the key. And I don't want to go too far into this because it's not as common as the other toxins, but I'll get back to why I worry about this poison. The third one is bromethalins. They're neurologic toxins. They cause neurologic signs, stumbling, tremor, paralysis, paresis, and they act pretty quickly, 10 to 24 hours after ingestion, and they can last and progress for 1 to 2 weeks, getting worse and worse and worse. These are also very, very serious toxins, life-threatening, and often, really extensive long-term treatments even don't always work with these. Early treatment is absolutely the key to make sure the dog vomits and then decontaminate the dog. I want to stress that all three of these toxins can be gotten by the dog in dead rodents. Most people don't think of this is that if you've got a whole bunch of dead rats around, your dog's a rat terrier and eats up half of them, you should probably worry about that. It's not that common, agreed, but it is something to worry about. One thing that I want to point out is some of these toxins could be made safer if the companies making them really wanted to. And I don't know the details of this from the company point of view, but rodents cannot vomit. And while our dogs and cats can vomit and children can vomit, one thing we could do is put some kind of an emetic agent into these poisons so that as soon as they get into your dog, it makes them vomit. The rat then wouldn't be able to vomit, and we'd be a lot safer off. And I think there's probably problems with the chemistry of this, but also cost. And this is something to think about if you get a chance to ever talk to anybody in the rat poison industry. The other thing that's a concern is there's a new movement legally to go away from the anticoagulants towards these more potent poisons, which is a shame because the anticoagulants are far easier to treat. The cholecalciferols, and those are much worse when the dogs get them. But there is a real movement, and I've heard some grumblings about legislation that's going to do that. That's one thing to look into. But for now, the most important thing to think of is early treatment, early decontamination. Get your dog to a veterinarian as soon as possible. Get his gut cleared, charcoal started, and vitamin K1 pills with the most common of these poisons. Again, I hope this is helpful. This is Tripp Stewart from Greenbrier Emergency Animal Hospital. Visit us online for more blogs, information, www.greenbrier-emergency.com.